Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 11th day in the month of June 2025, and the Lord is already on the table and is ready to share his word, which we regard as the bread of life. So I want you to invite as many people to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be continuing our series that says, Cleave as One, Part 3. Cleave as One, Part 3. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 34 to 37, Psalm chapter 34 to chapter 37, and our memory verse is taken from Mark chapter 10 verse 8, Mark chapter 10 verse 8, which says, And they twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain, but one flesh. And our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, from verse 6 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 6, from verse 6 to 8. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 6 it reads, These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Once again, our topic for today says, Cleave as One, Part 3. Our manual today reads, I'll conclude my discussion on this topic by stating that God wants his children to enjoy their marriages. As we see in today's memory verse, however, for this to happen, they must cleave to their spouses. When you want to glue two objects, they must be in close proximity. When couples live in different states or countries for a long period of time, their children are usually affected negatively and may end up being raised by only one parent or other people. God instructed parents to train their children, like we see in Proverbs 22 verse 6, but this cannot be effectively done virtually or by proxy. Parents' physical presence greatly impacts the quality of training and also strengthens the bond between them and their children. When both parents live in the same house with their children, it is easier for the couple to monitor and correct them as required. Zechariah's story is one of the most pathetic accounts about families in the Bible. Zechariah was David's sister, and she had three sons, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Throughout the Bible, I observed that there was no mention of their father, like we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 16. And I'm inclined to think that this was because she was not involved in the family, that he was not involved in the family as a good father should be. Although the boys grew up to become mighty men, they exhibited weaknesses that became their undoing. Asahel was a swift runner, and at one time he ran until he was killed, like we see in 2 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 12 to 32. Joab's hot temper made him go against his boss and uncle David, until David placed the curse on him, like we see in 2 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 26 to 29. Abishai was rash in his attempt to kill God's anointed Saul, and David had to caution him, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 26 from verse 5 to 12. Another person in the Bible whose children didn't turn out well was Eli. In my studies, I observed that there was no mention of his wife's role in raising their children. So I was not surprised that they became sons of Belial, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12. Living in different locations might be unavoidably for married couples sometimes, but this should only be for short periods of time. Single parenting is highly challenging, and I pray that God will give all single parents the strength and wisdom to raise their children according to His will. When both parents are alive and well, it is important that they look and work together to raise their children in the way of the Lord. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, it is important for all parents to be actively involved in raising their children in the way of the Lord. It is important for all parents to be actively involved in raising their children in the way of the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and Open Heaven current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.